Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set. Shuckers Blue Wahoos game three of a six-game set. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the guy who's just started striking out everybody. It is Craig Yoho. Craig, appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be here. So,
how fun has it been? You come up to Double A, and you haven't stopped striking people out. You really cavored over that success that you had in a big way up in High A, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I got a good off to a hot start in Wisconsin, built a lot of confidence there, and basically all my pitches, and carrying that over into Double A, just trying to not make too much of a big deal of the promotion, you know, just still playing the same sport, you know, just with a different group of guys, different name on the front of the jersey, but just continue to lean on my strengths and, you know, continue to work on things that I might need to, you know, touch up on and just continue to get better. And then you put all those pieces together and you just, you know, keep attacking hitters, and it's worked out. So,
what was the big thing that helped carry that confidence for you from High A to Double A? Because that's one of the biggest jumps in the minor leagues outside of Triple A to the big leagues.
Yeah, it was a lot of, I guess, just how the Brewers run their organization with, you know, the pitching coaches in High A and then the pitching coaches here. And, you know, we all prioritize the same things throughout the entire organization. So, you know, just getting ahead of hitters and then, you know, pitching to your strengths is a big thing. And so, you know, working with the pitching coaches here has really helped me just continue what I was doing well. And then, you know, talking with the guys here that, you know, have pitched here and, you know, hearing what works for them and kind of, you know, picking up on things has really just helped me make that transition way easier.
What's it been like talking to the guys down in the bullpen? Guys like Will Childers who's standing in front of us now. But what's it been like hanging out with those guys down in the bullpen, getting acclimated to the Double A level?
Yeah, Will's a great guy. You know, great pitcher. One of the guys I started with in Wisconsin. So, you know, us moving up together has been fun. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, got a lot of guys with experience in Double A down there. And just, you know, they're a very welcoming group. So right when I got up here, you know, we're all buddies and stuff, so it just makes playing for the Shuckers a lot of fun. And you know, I love seeing them have success, and you know, we've had a great pitching staff out of the pen. So it's like you get the ball from one guy out of the pen, and after he just threw a scoreless, you know, two innings, and then I hand off the ball to somebody who's gonna go out and throw up another zero. So it's a lot of fun down there, and we really pride ourselves on, you know, just, you know, pitching well and, you know, trusting our teammates.
July's been a big month for you. Mm-hmm. 8 innings, yet to allow an earned run, 15 strikeouts. What's been the big key to success this month?
It's the same as it always is, just getting ahead of hitters and setting myself up for success, you know, and when I'm down in counts, just continuing to put the pressure on the hitters, trying to, you know, limit free bases and just make the other team beat me. You know, and when the ball's been put in play, my defense has been great behind me, and that's just a lot of confidence where it's like, you know, yes, the strikeouts have been there, but I don't strike out a guy. I'm still getting outs out there because they're making great plays. So,
how much does that kind of take the pressure off you? Obviously, you're striking on everybody, but those very few balls that get put in play, the defense is making good plays on it.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it seem like there's no way for a guy to get on base against you, and you know, that confidence just, you know, carries out through our whole pitching staff too. And so, and it's kind of been the key to success, I feel like, in this kind of stretch that we've had where we've been winning a lot. It's just pitching staff sets a tone out there on the mound. The hitters, you know, give us some run support, and then they make plays behind us. And, you know, it's just been a great, I guess, month for everyone, really.
You're just in your first full year in pro ball, but you've been a back-end guy the entire time of your pro career. What's it been like assimilating to a back-end role where you know you're pitching in big situations in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings?
Yeah, I just try and keep it simple. So whether I'm going in the 5th inning or whether I'm going in the 9th inning, you basically treat it as like you're closing out the 5th inning. You know, there's never three outs that necessarily mean more than another set of three outs. You know, you got to get 27 total outs to win a baseball game. So, you know, with that being said, you just kind of keep that same mindset where you get the first guy out, and then you get the second guy out, and you get the third guy out. Don't make it anything more than it is. You know, you can only get one guy out at a time, you know, especially when there's nobody on base. So, so just not making it more than it is, and just, you know, trying to be the same guy every day, basically.
Almost 40 innings into your pro career now and your first full season of pro ball. What's that growth been like, not only in the pitching side, but also on the outside of baseball side?
Yeah, I mean, like in the weight room, our strength coach, Grant, has been a huge help just keeping my body prepared with that. You know, now that I've thrown more innings, and, you know, you got guys in the clubhouse like Bradley Blaylock with like a lot of experience in pro ball that kind of helped me. And so just kind of that transition is easy when you got guys in the clubhouse and stuff like that, that, you know, give you the resources and knowledge to, you know, help you. And so, you know, you're not doing it alone is a big thing.
A lot of winning, a lot of success also helps in that regard, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Winning is always fun. You know, it makes showing up to the ballpark easier. It makes, you know, eating, you know, your pregame meal with your teammates more fun. Playing cards is more fun. Like, everything is better when you're winning. So, it's awesome.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. Craig, appreciate the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers Blue Wahoos coming up next.